This is VOA News. I'm David Byrd. U.S. military planners are backing President Donald Trump's calls to protect oil fields in Syria, both from the Islamic State terror group and other potential adversaries. A defense official said late Thursday the U.S. was working to reinforce the position of U.S. troops still in Syria in coordination with our Syrian Democratic Force partners in northeast Syria. The official said that the effort would include sending additional military assets to the region. The official declined to share specifics, but news reports said the Pentagon was considering the use of tanks or light armored vehicles. Separately, Syria said Thursday that Turkish forces and their allies had attacked Syrian forces in the northeastern part of the country. Also, the Kurdish-led Syrian Democratic Forces said three of their fighters were killed in fighting with Turkish-backed forces. The United Nations said on Thursday that almost 180,000 people, including 80,000 children, had been displaced since the start of the Turkish incursion into Syria. Ursula Mueller, the UN Assistant Secretary for Humanitarian Affairs, told the Security Council in New York that thousands of children are among those who have died in the border area.
In the last 2 weeks, almost 180,000 people, including close to 80,000 children, have fled south from the border areas between Turkey and Syria.
All sides have said they are abiding by a ceasefire as they implement a Russian-Turkish agreement that divides up the border region. For more, log on to our website, voanews.com. You can also follow us on the VOA mobile app. This is VOA News. One of President Donald Trump's key allies in the Senate, South Carolina's Lindsey Graham, introduced a resolution Thursday to condemn House Democrats for the impeachment proceedings against the president. Graham said 41 Republican members of the Senate are co-sponsors of his bill. The South Carolina Republican said the current proceedings are a danger to the presidency.
41 Republican senators and growing is a strong signal to our House colleagues that you're off script here. There's a way to do it, a right way and a wrong way, and you've chosen the wrong way.
The non-binding resolution calls on the House to hold a vote to open an official impeachment inquiry. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi has said that such a vote is not necessary under the Constitution and House rules. The impeachment inquiry centers on President Trump's decision to withhold hundreds of millions of dollars of military aid to Ukraine for several months, while he and some aides pushed Kiev to open investigations that would benefit him politically. It is a violation of U.S. law to solicit help from foreign governments to interfere in a U.S. election. Britain's Prime Minister Boris Johnson said Thursday the only way to break Britain's Brexit impasse is a general election. As AP correspondent Zaria Shackley reports, Johnson said he will ask Parliament to approve a national poll for the 12th of December.
Johnson said he would ask lawmakers to vote on Monday on a motion calling for an early election. Johnson has been mulling his next move since Tuesday when lawmakers blocked his attempt to fast-track an EU divorce bill through Parliament in a matter of days. Lawmakers said they need more time to scrutinise the legislation, making it all but impossible for Britain to leave the EU on the scheduled date of October the 31st with a deal. The British government has been awaiting the EU's decision on whether to postpone the UK's departure to prevent a chaotic no-deal exit. Zaria Shackley, London.
U.S. Vice President Mike Pence criticized China Thursday for its diplomatic and trade policies, especially its handling of pro-democracy protests in Hong Kong. In a speech here in Washington, Pence criticized Nike Corporation and the NBA for, in his words, kowtowing to Beijing and muzzling criticism of China.
Nike stores in China actually removed their Houston Rockets merchandise from their shelves to join the Chinese government in protest against the Rockets general manager's seven-word tweet, which read, "Fight for freedom, stand with Hong Kong."
The vice president's speech came one day before Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin meets with Chinese officials to try to end an ongoing trade war. For more, visit voanews.com. I'm David Byrd, VOA News.